Aleishu chilek beis tav reish nun beis paragraph beis me'atana chazol iv'er l'chay ri'i. We go back to that well. Manis chadesh la'avam avin alav shalem sham ad shekara le'be'er ha'ishem yochad al me'ira ze im hagar. What was so new that stimulated Avraham to give this well a special name regarding the events that occurred there with Hagar? Malachim היו רגילים לבוא לביסי. He was accustomed to Malachim being in his home. ומה ראה יצחק אבינו עליו השלם לקבוע שם את מקום התפילה שלו? What did יצחק see fit to daven there on a regular basis? אם רצה להספלל במקום שנסגלו במלאכים פעם אחת, if he wanted to daven in a place where Malachim were revealed, למה לא יקבעוי בביס אביו, ששם היו רגילים תמיד במלאכים? Why didn't he daven in his father's home, where it was a regular occurrence to see Malachim? אלא שדבר גדול נסגלה שם במדבר. The answer is that something great was revealed there. אתה אל רואי, said Hagar. אלוהי הראייה הרואה באלבוין של אלווין. You are the God who sees. You see the degradation of the wretched. אברהם אבינו עליו השלום, האדם הגדול בענקים היה מרכבה לשכינה. אברהם אבינו, the giant, was like a chariot for the Shekhinah, ובמקום שכינה אין פלא שישנם גם מלאכים. And where the divine presence occurs, it's not surprising that מלאכים are there as well. אבל הגר שפחה עלובה, עד כמה שבוודאי היסה למדרגה גבוהה, יסה תמידה של שרה אימנו עליו השלום. הגר was a wretched maidservant. And even though she was a disciple of Sarah, and she had, as a result of this, a certain level of safe, shivcha mitzris haboyrachas lamidbar uvidedes. At the end of the day, she was an alien maidservant who was on the run and alone. Vera'ah HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'elbona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw this degradation. ושלח אלה ארבעה מלאכים ועידדה. And he sent four מלאכים to encourage her, להבטיח לה זרע ולצוויס אליה, to assure her of progeny and to instruct her. כאן נסגלה החי רואי. What was revealed over here was the living God who sees. נסגלה כאן בעולם כי אלמא דאיסקסיון חי הוא. What was revealed in this world is that the concealed world is alive. It is not something ethereal and abstract. והראייה שורה באלבון של אלווין. What is revealed is that he sees into the degradation of the wretched. האינו נראה הוא החי, וזהו גילוי גדול. The one who is not seen is alive, he's there, and this is a great revelation. הדבר הזה אינו אומר לך הרבה כורך אביב? Does this not speak to you? Does it not move you? אכן העובד הרוצה להחיות מעשה שתהיה ודאי לגמרי, an עובד who wants to make his אמונה completely certain, solid, who sheime heitev es hadavar hagadol hatamun b'shem zeh shel be'er l'chay ro'i. He will hear well this great idea, which is inherent in this idea of be'er l'chay ro'i. Eino nir'eh zehu inyan shelili. We said before that eino nir'eh is a negation. Hashelel me'akadosh baruch hu eino guf elo yesigu ma'aseh guf. It's meant to convey the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical, he cannot be understood or perceived in any physical way. רק אנחנו הסברנו לעצמנו כי זהו העלמא דאיסקסיון. We explain to ourselves that that's the concept of the concealed world. כאן ליד באר זו, but here by the well, נהפך אין רואה מהשאלה לחיוב. We have transformed this אין רואה from a negative concept to a positive. הכירו שהוא יסברך חי. The recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chai behakara chushis yoseh mesher beveiseh shel Avraham Avinu alav shalom atzmoi, with a greater, more tangible perception that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chai than could have been attained in the house of Avraham Avinu. Uvamen, through what? Shiroe be'elboin shel aluvin. The fact that he saw, he, so to speak, empathized, he saw the degradation of the wretched. Gimel. בימי האבויס הקדושים היסה בער הזו יש מקום הגילוי של החי רעי. In the days of the Avois, this well was a place of revelation of the living God who sees. לכלל ישראל מאס יעשה לעם, for כלל ישראל, meaning later on, from the time it became a nation, היו הרבה גילויים כאלה. There were numerous such revelations of החי רעי. במצרים ובקיאס ים סוף ובארבעים שנה יש עליך במדבר. They happened in Mitzrayim, and then when they left Mitzrayim, when the sea split, and the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. בכל התקופה יכירו ביוסר Es Elokei Hariya Haro'e Be'elbon Shel Aluvim. Throughout this period of time, they came to have a very keen perception of the God who sees, who's involved in their lives, who sees their degradation, their suffering. V'ra'u v'anav givrosei, we say in Shiras Hayam, Shibechu v'yidu lishmoi, v'amru micha moicha ba'ilim Hashem, they saw, malechu sahar ra'u v'anecha, ze'ili anu v'amru. So the author comments this, ra'u givrosei u'malechu sizbar, they saw it, they saw his might. B'matan tira, in the we say in Parashas V'eschanan, ata hor'es al adas, you have been shown, in order to know, ki Hashem hu Elokim ein od milevadui. V'chach ho'es ha-be'ir ve'es ha-man, in the same way, they saw the well, they saw the man, es amudei ha'esh ve'anan, they saw the pillars, the one of fire, the one of cloud, ve'es ananei ha-kavoid, the clouds, v'chol ha-shkacha gluya zes ra'u v'ikiru ki Elokim chayimu. In all of this providence, open, clear providence, they saw and recognized that it is the living God, ha-mashkiach ha-reim ha-manhi ve'sam, that is involved in their lives and guides them. Later on, בכל תקופת השייפתים בארץ ישראל, הכירו הנהגסו של אלוקים חיים. Throughout the era of the שייפתים, of the judges in ארץ ישראל, once again, they recognized with immediacy the guidance of the living God. מיד בעסיסה מסרה בני השם, נמסרו ביד מלכי הסביבה. Immediately, as they regressed and did that which is incorrect in the eyes of Hashem, they were subjugated by the neighboring nations. Kol Sefer Shefetim Maleh Mizeh. That's really perhaps the main theme of Sefer Shefetim. Beveis HaMikdash Yir Regilim Ba'asar HaNisim. In Beis HaMikdash there were 10 regular miracles. Milevad Masher Ues Pnei Hashem Elokei Yisrael Shalish Pemi Bashana Ba'al Yisam Lergalim. Besides the fact, 3 times a year, the whole nation went up for the regal and they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Darkoi Shel Am Yisrael Yiskalus Tmidis Shel Elokim Chayim Be'Hashgachaso Elav Uvanhag HaYisoi. That's the whole path of Am Yisrael. That's what characterizes the history of Am Yisrael. A revelation of Elohim Chayim. Chayim in the sense that he's Mashgiach, he's involved in guiding. Heveinu b'fek ha-sheni z'divei ha-kuzari bedaberu al ha-umois ha-meises asher chashvu lidamois lo'ma ha-chayim ve'lo yachlu. We cited the words of the Kuzari. We spoke about the dead nations who wanted, who presumed to emulate the living nation and could not. In that same paragraph, in Ma'amar Beis Lamed Aleph, הוא מדבר גם כן על השגחה הקדוש ברוך הוא על כלל ישראל, שאין בדמי לה על אומי ישראל. He speaks about the השגחה of כלל ישראל, which has no equal in אומי ישראל. Hey, regarding the אומי ישראל, he says, הכניפו והכעיסו ובעטו ולא ירדו עליהם אש מן השמיים. They could do whatever they wanted. They could rebel against the הקדוש ברוך הוא and anger him. It didn't trigger a response from Shemayim. Kmo she'a b'Sanenim, but it was very different in the case of the Mis'enenim in Parshas Be'alei Secha. When Bnei Yisrael do something, there's an immediate response. And then the Kuzari continues, ולא ימא גפס פתאום כדי לברר אצלם שעונשם יש אלוקים. They never had this, a sudden plague that would at least, of course it's tragic, but at least it clarifies to them that the punishment is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as was the case with Korach. When it comes to Bnei Yisrael, there's an immediate consequence to what they do so that they know in the midst of the suffering, they know that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's aware. He explains that the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with Umay Yisraelam is by way of nature, the way that there's a natural flow of things. מה שאין כן בכלל ישראל שכל הנהגסו היא למעלה מן הטבע. With כלל ישראל, the הנהגה is not so. And then he writes, כי מנהיגנו ומלכנו והמושל בנו והחזיק עושנו בעניין זה שאנחנו בו מהפיזור והגלוס, אל חי. The reason for it is that our leader, our king, the one who rules over us and sustains us in our scattering, in our golos, is אל חי, the living God. השגחה פרטיס זה אנחנו רואים בכל תקופות הגלוס, בכל 2000 השנה. This individual care, this involvement in our lives we see throughout the galus for the last 2 millennia. וכך שם רבי יהודה לוי בפי המלך הכוזרי אחרי הקטע הנ"ל. רבי יהודה לוי puts the following words in the mouth of the כוזרי after this paragraph that we discussed above. כן הוא, indeed, כי לא יעלה במחשבה שאומה מן האומויס יקרה בגלוס כזה שלא תשתנה לאומה אחרת. He recognizes that it's inconceivable that over such a lengthy period of time a nation should not just change and assimilate into its environment, kol shekinim orech hazman hazein, especially when it's so long. V'cham umoyes avdu shechayu acharechem, he says, this is the king speaking, so many nations that lived and then disappeared, v'lo nishar lahem zecher, they just, we only know them from history, mehem, some of them, edoim, umoyav, ובני עמוין וארם ופלשס וכסדים ומדי ופרס ואברהמיים והצוויים וזולסם רבים. All of these nations mentioned in Tanakh and other places that are no longer, they disappeared, they simply dissipated, destroyed or assimilated or whatever it is. הוא שאנו מרבים נזכיר בספילוסינו איל חי וקיים. This is the idea for this repetition of this phrase, Eil Chai VeKayam, many, many times in Atfilah, it comes up again and again, this phrase. Uve'es Bris Milah Shel Tinok Ben Shmona Yamim, when we perform Bris Milah, Anu Mevarchim, we make the bracha, Al Kein Bischar Zois, Eil Chai Chelkeinu, again, the living God was our portion, Tzorinu, Tzavei Lehatzil Yedidus Shereinu Mishachas Levan V'Yisei, meaning, Hatinoik Animoel Azeh, this tiny baby, 8 years old, 8 days old, kvar eil chai chelkotzer, already the living God is his portion. Hein kol divrei yemei haklal yisrael b'chol tkufosav, hem eidus al hashgachas elokim chayim elenu. The history of klal yisrael throughout the ages is a testimony to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards us and is involved and guides our lives. HaKlal Yisrael Atzmoi Hu Be'er L'Chai Ro'i. So Klal Yisrael itself, its history, is really a manifestation of what happened at Be'er L'Chai Ro'i, Asher Lo Yechzevu Mimav. It's always producing water. It's never, this idea never fails. HaGra Kosav Ki Chai Yominyan Shemone Eser, the Gra points out, Chai, Gematria of 18, Hainu Teisha Ma'alois Shel Is'alus Milemata Lemala, dividing into 9 levels of growth from the bottom to the top, the tisha malus bashpa milemala lemata, 9 levels of bestowal from above to below. Ushtein beyachad uinyan chai. We take together, that's chai. Zoi bidiyuk hizgalus shel chai ro'i. And this is precisely what we intending to convey in this idea of chai ro'i. El boin hane elavim ba lefanav yizbach lemata. Again, the degradation of the most wretched, the most oppressed, rises in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from below, והוא שלח מלאכיו מלמעלה להציל לו לידיד. And he sends his malachim in the form of השגחה in order to save, in order to encourage. זויס אנחנו מכירים ואומרנו אין לחי וקיים. This is what we recognize when we utter these words that Hashem is חי וקיים. עד כאן.